The emergency department at Lac La Biche's W.J. Cadzo Hospital will be without direct access to an on-site physician for 2 overnight shifts this week. Alberta Health Services issued a message on April 12 that a temporary disruption of service will be taking place in the hospital's emergency department from 5 p.m. Wednesday, April 12 to 8 a.m. the following morning. Another overnight disruption will be in effect from 5 p.m. Thursday, April 13 to 8 a.m. the following morning. The disruptions are the latest in a series that have taken place for short periods since the beginning of the new year. Alberta Health Services officials say the disruptions are due to a lack of physicians in the area, scheduled time off, and a lack of available, locum, doctors to cover shifts. Lac La Biche County officials say the community is working through a doctor shortage. A recruitment and retention committee has been working to bring more physicians to the area. In recent months, the community has seen a significant reduction in local doctors, including the sudden departure late last year of the community's chief medical officer. The province and local officials are continuing to work together on the issue. According to the provincial budget for 2023, the province is spending $250 million over the next 4 years on recruitment and retention strategies. Excerpt. Budget 2023-26 Fiscal Plan. Budget 2023 fully funds the new agreement with the Alberta Medical Association, AMA. There is $6.2 billion budgeted in 2023-24, increasing to over $6.4 billion by 2025-26 for physician compensation and development programs, including grants to post-secondary institutions for academic medicine which are reported in advanced education. Under the AMA agreement, more than $250 million over 4 years, beginning in 2022-23, is targeted to recruitment and retention programs so more Albertans can access family doctors, and to provide more support for physician practice viability. Among other initiatives, this includes $15 million annually for recruitment and retention of physicians who practice full-time in underserved areas, a $12 million increase for the existing Rural Remote Northern Program, and $12 million annually to enhance physician support. Healthcare Action Plan investments will strengthen the EMS system, and reduce surgical and emergency department wait times. Calgary Cancer Centre delivers an additional 160 inpatient beds and provides a wide range of services for cancer patients, while serving as a research and education hub. AD Expense, Fiscal Plan 2023-26 Programs. Physician practice viability is enhanced through the business costs program, with support for these costs increasing to $20 million per year, with the greatest impact for office-based practices. While the disruptions are taking place, AWS officials are reminding residents that emergent healthcare options are still available in the community. Care continues. Nursing staff remain on site in the emergency department providing triage and assessments, and referrals for patients to alternate emergency departments in surrounding communities. Patients are asked to call 911 if they have a medical emergency, noted AWS spokesperson Sarah Blake, explaining that residents continue to have alternative access to reliable healthcare. EMS will remain available to the community and will be rerouted to surrounding healthcare centers to ensure local residents continue to have access to the emergency services they need. Residents are also reminded to call the 24-hour HealthLink service at 811 for non-emergency health-related questions, she said. We are thankful for the support of surrounding healthcare centers and medical staff and would like to thank the community for its patience and understanding during this time, said Blake. At a recent Lac La Biche County Council meeting, just prior to the previous ed service disruption in the middle of March, it was said there was a potential of 2 new physicians moving to the community. Elected officials have not updated that discussion in recent weeks.